What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, we're taking our Wednesday morning look at some of the events here in the Republic of Panama, specifically over the last 24 hours since the Supreme Court of Justice made their declaration with regards to Law 406 of October the 20th of this year. In fact, the Supreme Court of Justice did declare Law 406 of October the 20th of 2023, which adopts the contract between the state and Minera Panama, unconstitutional. The decision was announced on the morning of this Tuesday, the 28th of November, through a message offered by Maria Eugenia López Arias, presiding judge of the Supreme Court, and accompanied by her eight colleagues from the Cassation Chamber of Judge Gabriel Elias Fernandez Madrid in the Gilpons Palace of Justice, located in Ancon. This statement was published on the judiciary's YouTube channel. As president of the Supreme Court, I inform the face of the country that the judges who make up the plenary session have unanimously decided to declare the entire Law 406 of October the 20th of 2023 unconstitutional. The above means that the aforementioned law is expelled from the system. Regulations that govern the country. We have instructed the Secretary General to, in accordance with the Judicial Code, proceed to make the corresponding notifications. Once the sentence is enforceable, it will immediately be sent for publication in the Official Gazette, said Judge López Arias. The nine judges of the Supreme Court had declared themselves in permanent session since last Friday, the 24th of November, to analyse two of the lawsuits filed against the rule. These are the lawsuits filed by lawyers Juan Ramón Saviano and Martita Cornejo Robles. Judge López Arias acted as speaker, but as it was a plenary session in permanent session, the participation of the judges was collective. It must be remembered that the contract with Minera Panama was authorised by the Cabinet Council on October the 10th of this year, endorsed by the Comptroller General Gerardo Solis on the 13th of the month of October, presented to the National Assembly on October the 16th, and finally approved in the third debate, sanctioned by President Laurentino Cortizo, and promulgated in the Official Gazette on the 20th of October, all in the same day. Since the approval of the law and publication in the Official Gazette on the 20th of October, Panama was immersed in an economic and social crisis conditioned by road blockages and demonstrations at the national level. These are the key points of the operative part of the ruling announced by Maria Eugenia López Arias, presiding judge of the Supreme Court and accompanied by her eight colleagues from the Court of Cassation of Judge Gabriel Elias Fernandez Madrid in the Gilpons Palace of Justice in Ancon. In its operative part, the plenary session of the Supreme Court specifies that Law 406 of October the 20th of this year, which approves the mining concession contract between the state and a company, Minera Panama S.A., is unconstitutional. After carrying out an integrated review of the said law, the magistrates indicated that the regulations violate 25 articles of the Constitution of the Republic of Panama. Quote, "For the plenary of the Supreme Court of Justice, there is no doubt that we are in the presence of constitutional conflict on a specific type, in which in this case the fundamental rights of the Panamanian population are confronted, such as the right to life, health and healthy environment, free of pollution, which come into collision with the particular interest arising from private investments that seek economic growth," says the document. Also, the plenary session of the Supreme Court, the contradiction that exists when the values recognised in Articles 50, 257, 258 and 259 of the Constitution that establish state rights and that generate social well-being are contrasted with the interest particular that will be reflected in a contract law reason for this unconstitutionality. In this context, a clash is mentioned between the fundamental rights of life, health and healthy and pollution-free environment provided for in Article 17, 109 and 118 of the Constitution, which contain supreme values of the population against the particular interests that is recognised in Article 182 of the Constitution, which was superimposed on the contract approved with the censored law, ignoring that these constitutional rights enjoy a special category. The magistrates also argued that it constitutes an affront to the separation of powers, that in the face of a declaration of unconstitutionality by the Supreme Court in 2017, a concession contract was negotiated, making the same mistakes. And it is striking that in the new contract, converted into Law 406 of October the 20th, the previous contract is even mentioned as the previous ruling of unconstitutionality, as if it had not been issued. In turn, it was questioned what was done by the Commerce and Economic Affairs Commission of the National Assembly when making recommendations to modify the mining contract, since that action created a procedure in the established procedure which is not legitimised and deviate from the constitutional mandate provided in Article 159, which only allows the contract to be approved or disapproved. Quote, these actions led to the presentation, subsequently, of Bill number 1100, which after approval became the law in question, which makes it evident that the National Assembly ignored the public powers conferred by the fundamental state to approve a contract to which the state is a party, exceeding the limit set to exercise public power, and also disregarded the supremacy of the Constitution and the principle of normativity by not framing its actions in the legal system, states the ruling of the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruling also referred to the fact that the mining concession was approved on the basis of an environmental impact report, which, in addition to not being recent, it was done in 2011, and therefore not containing updated information on the ecological situation in force at the time of its celebration, fails to comply with the regulations issued by the state, with the objective of providing effectiveness to the right of access to information on environmental matters, signed through the Regional Agreement on Access to Information, Public Participation and Access to Justice in Environmental Matters in Latin America and the Caribbean, the Escazú Agreement. Thus, the magistrates agree that this law contract is absent of elements that distinguish any legal relationship derived from an administrative contract between the state and an individual. On the contrary, they consider that it has been demonstrated that the state is the one that is legally subject to the individual in the face of the granting of priority treatment that does not impact the public interest or social well-being. The nine judges of the Supreme Court had declared themselves in permanent session last Friday, 24th of November, in order to analyse two of the lawsuits. As we mentioned, the lawsuits filed by lawyers Juan Ramón Savillano and Martita Cornejo Robles. Judge López Arias acted as speaker, but it was the plenary session in permanent session, and the participated judges, as well, as we mentioned, were collective. Over the past few weeks, the country's attention has been focused on the court, environmentalists, teachers, construction workers, artists, farmers, students, indigenous groups, lawyers, academics, among others, held a vigil in front of the Gilpons Palace of Justice located in Ancon to demand the unconstitutionality of the contract. The company Minera Panama, a subsidiary of the Canadian company First Quantum Minerals, reacted after the ruling of unconstitutionality announced earlier by the Supreme Court of Justice of Law 406. The company wishes to express that it respects Panamanian laws and will review the content of the ruling to understand its foundations, it highlights in a statement. It was also reiterated that they have operated in a manner consistent with transparency and strict adherence to Panamanian legislation. They record that the contract approved through Law 406 was the result of a long and transparent negotiation process. They also emphasise that the mine makes an economic contribution that exceeds $50 million per week and provides direct employment to 7,000 people. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, reacted as well to the ruling of unconstitutionality issued by the Supreme Court of Justice on the mining contract, stating that he will abide by the decision made. As President of the Republic, always respectful of the separation of the powers of the state and our Constitution, I receive and abide by the decision of the Supreme Court of Justice expressed in its ruling today on Law 406 of the mining contract, the President wrote on social network X. Earlier, the Minister of Government, Roger Tejada, stated that it is now up to the government to study the ruling of unconstitutionality. Now we have to know and study the decision. What are the conditions, the parameters, including under what actions or regulations they establish this unconstitutionality, Tejada stated on TVN Noticias. Tejada said that the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, will be responsible now for taking the measures and issuing instructions to the Minister of Commerce and Industries after the decision is known. In recent days, the company First Quantum, parent company of Minera Panama, informed the Ministry of Commerce and Industries about two notifications with the intention of presenting arbitration claims against Panama. The presidential candidates reacted to the ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice in which Law 406, which adopts a contract between the state and the Minera Panama, was declared unconstitutional. Well, Romulo Rue, candidate for the Alliance for a Better Panama, Lo Bueno Bien, of Cambio Democratico and Partido Panamanista, said that this ruling should allow progress towards a concrete solution to the problem and a way out of the chaos in which the country finds itself. In addition, he asked for the resignation of the state ministers. We propose again a change of cabinet, he said in a message on his networks. Rue also advocated for the reopening of the roads. There is no excuse now to keep Chiriquí, Bocas del Toro and the rest of the country hostage, he said, while requesting the creation of a special commission made up of experts to continue with the process that will define the future of the mine. The presidential candidate Ricardo Lombana from the Other Path movement, Otro Camino, also joined the voices calling for the resignation of the ministers. The first two resignations that should already be on the table are those of the Minister of Commerce and the Minister of the Environment. They are not worthy of the position and must retire immediately, he wrote on his social networks. Meanwhile, candidate Martin Torrijos for the Popular Party said that what is up to the government is to amend its mistakes. The closure of the mine will be a long and complex process. The government undermined the trust of Panamanians, and that is why it will require the involvement of civil society, specialists from different branches, and international technical support, he indicated in a message. The official candidate, José Gabriel Carrizo of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, and current vice president of the country, also reacted. He assured that they have been and will be respectful of democratic institutions. Both the PRD and I respect the separation of powers and comply with what justice dictates. On a historic day like today, November the 28th, what we have to do once again is defend Panama and achieve the best for our country, he assured. Meanwhile, candidate Ricardo Martinelli from Realizing Goals said that the people spoke and said no to the contract. Vox populi, vox Dei means the voice of the people is the voice of God. The people of a sovereign nation have said loud and clear to the mining contract concession, contract no. Now it is up to all of us to move forward together, always thinking about Panama, he said. And for her part, the free candidate, Maribel Gordon, said that the entire crisis in the country is the result of a government that does not address social interests. She also assured that if it was not the court that declared the law unconstitutional, it was the people in the streets. The unity of the people managed to defend the sovereignty of the country, she added. Zulay Rodriguez, presidential candidate for free nomination, also gave her opinion. This is a victory for the Panamanian people in the streets who kept the faith and fought until the end. Now we must remain vigilant demand the government to initiate an orderly closure of the mine and remain alert to possible retaliation measures by Cobre Panama, she indicated. And for his part, Melitón Arocha, presidential candidate by free nomination, assured that the Supreme Court of Justice fulfilled its constitutional role and now it is up to us to abide by its ruling. We renew hope that peace returns to the streets and we celebrate our rule of law, he wrote on his ex social network account. And that's it. There we go. Quite a bit to get through, but we wanted to try and put all the points forward that we could this day. It's been a quick-moving 24 hours. Right, that's it. So there we are, all compiled for you on this morning's programme.